This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways.
Hamara Jammu Kashmir ab tunnel ka, unche unche pulon ka, ropeway ka hub banta ja raha hai. Duniya ki sabse unchi tunnel yahan ban rahi hai. Duniya ke sabse unche rail road bridge, cable bridge yahan ban rahe hain. दुनिया की सबसे ऊंची रेल लाइंस यहां बन रही है हमारे चिनाब ब्रिज की इंजीनियरिंग देखकर पूरी दुनिया हैरत में है
Prime Minister asserted that the work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees underlining the significant contribution of the tourism sector to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation, the Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares in Madrid yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership including in trade, investment, defence, security, urban development, railways among others took place during the meeting. The minister added that India appreciates Spain as a votary for stronger India-EU ties and a reliable Mediterranean partner. Dr. Jaishankar noted that both the countries signed agreements on sports and sustainable urban development. He also said that the exchanges throughout this year will strengthen Indo-Spanish ties and create new momentum for cooperation. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a review meeting on agriculture issues in New Delhi yesterday. Several issues related to the farm produce marketing of agri products, including the import and export of the produce and weather conditions, figured in the review meeting. A review meeting with states will also be held today on the lentil rates prevailing and the procurement prices of all the varieties of lentils. This includes arhar, chana and masoor for both Kharif and Rabi 2024 crops. National Test Agency, NTA, has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was earlier scheduled on Wednesday. In a statement, NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on 15 January. The new date of exam will be announced later. NTA said the examination on 16 January will be conducted as per the earlier schedule. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India as a nation stands for peace, stability and global growth. Addressing the students and faculty members of New York University in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar hailed India as the cultural center of the world. He highlighted that the country's $2 trillion economy has doubled with 8% growth. Mr. Dhankar underscored that 14 kilometers of world-class highways and 6 kilometers of railway tracks are being added daily. The vice president also noted that every year 4 new airports have been added and 1 metro system with 1,000-kilometer metro network across 23 cities. He said India has been the first responder in crises like earthquakes or COVID, and the country safeguarded 1.3 billion people while assisting over 100 countries. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has emphasized that the situation in Jammu and Kashmir is under control and the region is witnessing a gradual shift from terrorism to tourism. General Dwivedi stated this during the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi. India started their Kho Kho World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling victory over Nepal, 42-37 in the Group A encounter. The match held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi proved to be an exciting contest, setting the tone for the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.